The Valkyrier, the choosers of the slain, watch over the battle of man, weaving the tragic destiny of the warriors below. As you lay dying on the battlefield, your Valkyrie descends to guide you to Valhalla. Her blonde hair flows like a river under a winged headdress as she glides down to the mortal plane. She plants her spear in the earth and holds out her hand to you, finding her chosen warrior among the slain. Valiant warrior of the north, I watched you fight. Watched as your mighty blade cut through your enemies. Watched as their blood poured forth from their broken and beaten bodies. But still you fell, overwhelmed by several of your foes. Their blades finally pierced your body. And as you collapsed to the snow, I descended, choosing you, to take you into the sky and to Valhalla. Yes, you will join those legendary heroes and kings in those halls so lavish, the ceiling made of golden shields, to feast of the everlasting boar, Sarimnir, and drink mead from the udder of Hidrun. But words do it no justice, warrior. Will you take my hand and allow this Valkyrie to guide you and ascend you into Asgard? Of course, no warrior would deny the hall of the slain. Yes, take my hand in yours and let's ascend together. Bid farewell to your mortal body, warrior. It served you well in that life, but now give in to your soul and allow me to raise you up. On our journey, warrior, Odin has requested that the slain use his Valkyries as they see fit. We are his servants, and in turn, yours. That's right. I am yours to use in any way you see fit. I am but only one of your rewards. Once within the halls of Valhalla, there will be plenty to eat, drink, fight, and fuck until the day that Ragnarok comes. Now, warrior, come to me, into the bosom on the Valkyrie. That's it. That's it. These breasts are all yours. You can suck on these nipples as much as you please, but know that no mead flows from these tits. Yes, suck and caress. Let me run my hand through such glorious hair. Such a thick and manly beard. I've watched you for so long. I've seen every battle you've fought in. I know the face of every heathen you've killed. I remember each and every one of these scars and how you earned them. This one here across your chest, it cut so deep, I almost had to come for you before your time. But you survived. The foe's blade was nothing before you. Even a killing blow was trivial to you, mighty warrior. You healed well, and now you wield a scar most glorious. Ah, warrior! So eager for my pussy? Such powerful hands, calloused and strong. All those years of holding weapons and slaughtering heathens. Fingers as thick as cocks. But I'm sure they're not as thick and hard as your actual cock. But warrior, I'm here for you. There's no need to pleasure me. There'll be plenty of time for that within the halls of Valhalla. Just relax, warrior. Let me worship your strength. Oh. By the severed hand of Tyr, this cock, the cock of a true warrior. Let me just stroke it with my fingertips. Look at you twitch with each gentle brush. Just how many wenches has this cock had? No need to answer. I know exactly how many, and I'm impressed that you can conquer so many lands with your sword and then return home and conquer the cunt of any woman you choose is the greatest privilege for a warrior. It needs, no, it deserves worshipping. The pinnacle of man. The ultimate warrior. And these balls, so big and heavy, just full of all the cum you needed to sire so many strong boys to one day help slay those heathens. You can unload this burden wherever you like, warrior. Inside my pretty mouth, deep within my eager pussy, even come in my tight little ass, if you so desire. I know you've never put it there, so why not now? Oh, let me taste your steel. Warrior, I've never felt such girth stretching my lips like this before. Your warmth in my mouth makes my pussy so wet. I've never felt so full and so empty at the same time. My mouth is stuffed, but my pussy is aching to be filled up by this massive warrior cock. The weight against my cheek. I've never felt a cock like this since Odin's own glorious and godly cock. Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, your cock right down my throat feels so good. The way it stretches as I force myself as far as I can until my nose touches your crotch and your balls rest against my chin. I just love to hold it there as long as I can, both my hands gripping your muscled ass, looking up at you, my eyes watering, spit leaking from the side of my mouth, and down to my chest. Don't you want more, warrior? Don't you want to fuck my tight little cunt? Yes, fuck me. Use your Valkyrie how you please. Oh, fucking me from behind? Oh, you love the sight of a woman on her knees. Just dominating, doing it like beasts. Oh, I've watched you from on high. After a battle, all bloodied, not even taking the time to clean up before you took that first whore you saw. One hand in her hair, the other on your cock as you rammed into her pussy, fucking her with all your pent-up lust until you unloaded it deep within her. Yes, Yes, I can see how hard your cock has gotten as you fought the heathens. Each spray of blood as you made, has made you engorge, cock throbbing, so eager for the kill. Come warrior, unload your mighty seed inside of me. Fill your Valkyrie, fuck me, fill my perfect pretty cunt. Oh, warrior, such thick and fertile seed, it pulses, oh, so warm inside of me, swimming with life. Oh, luckily for you, you're dead. No more children. You can unload yourself in me as much as you like, and into all the Valkyries of Valhalla without fear. So do it, warrior. Ah, there it is. Asgard, is it not glorious? Like nothing back on your mortal earth. This will be your new home now, where you can fight and fuck and eat until the day Odin calls you to Ragnarok. Does it not sound like true bliss? Onward, mighty warrior, to the halls of Valhalla!